And I think the next slide shows was when you're twisting it, twist your foot in, get it up, and then you kick it up underneath that, reach down.
Hold that there a second. So the 12 here goes up underneath here.
Underneath there and then up underneath that.
And also what is neat, that picture shows that squat hitch, that you do the reverse on the left foot.
Right.
Every time you kick it out, you move your foot out. You don't have to think about, you just go back and out, and then rotate forward.
You're going out,
you know,
in.
Same with the left, but it's mirror image. If you switch them, you're going to try to kick that scotia off by banging into your other foot, which is no good. I would like it to do, then I'm sunk. I won't be able to get him out. I'm banging into my leg. I can't get my foot out and away. That's how critical to do it when you use that squat hitch.
Okay.
You do it that way, and always do it that way.
That's what they call it. I didn't know what that was called. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, you can't just put your foot in and swivel it around any old way. That's not going to be
anything. Yeah, you got to use the same pattern.
Same pattern.
But it's just one of those things that, for me, like real one, it's just got a second nature.
Yeah, well.
And I don't really realize that. And then for somebody, if they're looking at it, they see it differently. So.